Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 83 for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. Live music. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Headspace. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/arena. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. Now, on last week's All About Android, I brought an app to the arena called Songkick. It's actually been in the arena before, so I brought it again. That was my mistake. But it's a fantastic app that scans your music library to see what bands you like and lets you know when shows are announced in your area so you can be sure not to miss it. Got me thinking about other apps that cater to the fan of live music performances, and I found a few great picks here today. Are you a fan of live music? Then hopefully you'll find a couple of winners in this week's roundup. I've listened to my fair share of live music bootlegs over the years. Back in the early days of the internet, I actually traded live performances on newsgroups, logging quality of the recordings on these huge lists that I managed. Those recordings were swapped on cassette tapes. You know what a cassette tape is, right? And as such, thanks to the generations of dubs, the quality was rarely amazing. It was still a thrill to score an incredible live performance of some of my favorite artists online. And now, you kids have it so easy. Kello Concerts is a live music service that caters to music fans that want access to their favorite band's live music arsenal, and the quality is amazing. That's because, unlike the bootlegs that I swapped years ago, these are all official releases, live performances that have been professionally produced and released to fans over the years, compiled into one gigantic collection. Think of it as Netflix for live music performance videos. Aside from the vast number of artists and label-produced content, there are also spotlights on content producers. Like, you'll find a number of live performances in guitar centers from across the country, interviews and performances of modern artists there. There's also MTV Unplugged sessions, as well as a bunch of other performances from MTV, and a whole lot more. You can browse the huge catalog alphabetically, of course, or you can even choose a decade and relive the glory days, depending on which decade you choose. Kello TV is a list of playlists that cover a wide range of channels, from jazz to hip-hop to metal, and even festivals and events. So you can sample chapters from the many releases that are on the service, one after the other, in a nice long playlist. And set lists, where users check out collections of clips and even create their own set lists to be enjoyed later. Now, not only does Kello have a ton of live performances, it also rocks a hefty selection of documentaries, including this fantastic Scorsese film, George Harrison, Living in a Material World. I highly recommend it. Kello isn't just an Android app. It's fully cross-platform, all the way down to smart TVs and even PlayStations. Check it out with a 7-day free trial, and if you end up liking it, Kello costs $7.99 per month. Kello Concerts, spelled Q-E-L-L-O, can be found jamming in the Play Store right now. So, Songkick has been my go-to for making sure I don't miss a live performance by a band I love. I said that earlier. And then Ron Richards on All About Android comes along and tells me about another app that does the trick for this purpose. It's called Bands in Town Concerts. It's definitely a bit different from my go-to, but I'm happy that Ron pointed it out to me. First, I hooked Bands in Town up to my last FM account as well as my Spotify account so that I can scan the artists and bands that I actually listen to. And first of all, I'm parked in this cloud section, which has a slider down at the very bottom. This allows me to dial in a tag cloud of artists who are touring at the moment. The slide adjusts between seeing a narrow view of just the recommendations based on the bands I already listen to versus opening it up to a much wider net, more like recommendations of bands that it thinks I'm going to want to see. Now, each tag that appears there represents a band that is playing a show at some point near my geographical location. Heading on over to the concerts section, you get a running list of everything in vertical order, day by day. You can view all upcoming concerts inside the radius that you've selected within the settings of where you happen to be, or you can narrow them down based on recommendations from the app. You can also connect it to Twitter and your Facebook accounts, and I can see that my friends are on this service and the shows that they're planning to attend, so I don't have to go to those shows alone if I choose to go. And then new and really popular shows can also be browsed to find things that you like. If you want to check in on your connections to see what they are up to, just go on over to the activity feed. Now, if you find a show that you want to attend, you just tap into that performance. And if you like it, you want to go, you tap interested. This can actually also share to Twitter and Facebook to let everybody know that you're going to this show or that you're thinking about it. I disabled that. I don't like it always happening automatically on the back end, but it can also add that event to your Google Calendar on your device so you don't miss it. And tickets are linked to from inside the app, so you can purchase those right away. Bands in Town is a nice social way to keep tabs of upcoming performances. Find it for free in the Play Store. What if I told you there is a subscription service devoted to live music, seeing live music, that you can actually pay a low monthly fee and gain access to an unlimited number of live shows every month? Jukely launched for Android just yesterday after enjoying a healthy existence on iOS and the web since 2013, and it's a welcome addition to the Play Store. First, at the moment, Jukely is only available in a number of markets, namely some of the bigger cities across the US and Canada. I'm going to go ahead and select San Francisco for this walkthrough. Now, I'm presented with big images first and foremost, limited details as to who is playing, what genre their music covers, where it happens to be, and when it's happening. Now, each day at 11 a.m., new shows are added to the Jukely database with a rolling 3-day window during which you can sign up to attend those shows. All shows that appear within Jukely are actually happening in the following few days. It's very current. Now you can swipe to check out more show options left or right. You should be able to preview each artist by hitting that play button. It'll play a little sample of the music. But being that this app just rolled out, it appears to be a bug that's preventing playback at the time of this recording. I'm pretty sure they're going to fix that very soon. If you like the band and you actually want to attend, you just tap that go button and reserve it, and it's yours. Now all you have to do is show up to the show and enjoy the music. Jukely for Android has a 14-day free preview that lets you play around with the app and sample some of the selections. And for $25 per month, you can then gain access to an unlimited number of shows. You are, though, restricted to holding one spot at a time, so keep that in mind. You can also save some money by purchasing the full year in advance, and that also gets you the ability to book a spot up to 6 days in advance, as opposed to the standard 3 days in advance. No doubt about it, you really have to love live music for Jukely to pay for itself over time, but it's a no-brainer for live music junkies. Check out Jukely right now in the Play Store. Now, anytime I'm reviewing an app and I can't put it down to review the rest of the apps, I know I've found something special. Kello Concerts totally did it for me. It's so easy to get sucked into the content there. There's just so much good stuff. As a music nut, I could watch it for weeks on end and be totally content. So definitely check it out. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode. Let's be honest, your mind is capable of weighing you down with fear, anger, stress, anxiety, all that yucky stuff, to the point where it may be difficult to sleep or to get, you know, through your busy day. You don't have to live this way. It all starts with just 10 minutes of guided meditation a day, which is made possible with the Headspace app. Headspace is meditation made simple. You can listen to their guided meditations whenever and wherever you want, right on your phone, your computer, or your tablet. Heck, I did it at the gym after a workout. It was the best way to come down from all that work. I left the gym feeling ready to just kind of tackle the rest of the day. The Headspace Take 10 program is a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Meditation is rooted in thousands of years of tradition with thousands of scientific studies that show its positive effects, like improving focus, as well as relationship harmony, decreasing anxiety, as well as stress. You can check out the founder of Headspace, is Andy Petticombe's TED Talk. He's a TED Talk which has had 5.5 million views. It's a fascinating talk. You should definitely check it out. Andy leads all the meditations in Headspace. He really knows this stuff, having been a monk for 10 years. Not to mention, his voice just really kind of pulls you into the process. I definitely recommend wearing nice, comfortable headphones so they don't interfere, but you really want to isolate the outside world so you can focus on Andy's voice and really just kind of let his words seep in. Celebrities are even using this. Emma Watson, Jared Leto, Gwyneth Paltrow, among the 5 million users finding peace through Headspace. You can download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/arena. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/arena. That's headspace.com/arena. All right, so this week's big app is addictive, to say the least. So much so, my review took me twice as long as it should have. Yep, that's right. I'm back with another retro-styled game for Android, and I have to say, this one makes me smile. It's called Downwell, and it's a cool throwback to the NES days with a solid chiptune soundtrack and definitely fast-paced action. There's a little bit of that kind of like NES traditional slowdown when things get really busy and chaotic on screen. You'll see what I'm talking about. The art, in many ways, is very reminiscent of Metroid on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Downwell has an action platformer feel to it, wherein you control a character that is traveling, well, you know, down a well, of course. As you fall down, your character can fire off gun boots, blasting away enemies, platforms, and obstacles below you. Not to mention, those boots actually propel you upwards slightly, elevating the game's fast-paced strategy. Don't run into any enemies or the spikes or other obstacles, or you might meet your untimely doom, and eventually, you're going to have to start at the top of the well once again and jump back down. No two levels are actually alike here. They're all randomly, procedurally created with every single game that you play, so it's always challenging and changing up for you. As you travel downwards, you're going to encounter hidden caves. Those contain even more obstacles, hopefully some powerful upgrades and treasures for you to collect and apply to your game. And you'll want to collect the red gems that are thrown about the game with reckless abandon. With upgrades that really change the dynamic of each playthrough, with the randomized level generation, and with simple controls that don't overcomplicate the fun, Downwell is a blast to fall into. It's addictive, so be forewarned. Downwell costs $3 in the Play Store now. Replayability on that one is high, so be careful, you've been warned. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv. I love getting your emails and all of your suggestions. I've got a lot of them, and I'm compiling them all in my list, my handy list for future episodes. You can also throw your suggestions to the subreddit at androidapparena.reddit.com, and everybody gets them there. The show plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific, following tech news today at twit.tv/live, and the new episode will always appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me once again today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.